Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, again, as we head towards Thanksgiving Day, 61% of American voters want to avoid talking politics at the Thanksgiving dinner table, and I'm not surprised about that, are you? Well, of course, you can talk politics, but I think you got to bring your A game if you're going to be doing that this year at any Thanksgiving gathering. All right, folks, welcome to the program. It is the Wednesday edition. We are live. We are here, and we're glad that you're there this morning, and we have so much to talk about. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And our program is going to be chock full today. It really is. Well, it always kind of is, but it's even more so today because, of course, we are heading towards the Thanksgiving holiday. I want to give you a quick program note. We are going to be out of the studio for Thanksgiving Day and then also Friday morning, but we're going to be back live for the weekend show that Saturday morning, starting, of course, again at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. And the Saturday show is 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Eastern Time. It's 3 hours on Saturday, not four, as we typically have throughout the rest of the week. But we'll continue to announce the program note as we go through the program today, as we have different people joining us in different hours of the program. But, of course, what we want to do is we want to make sure that we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. And we also hope that you have the opportunity to gather together with friends or family, loved ones. Whatever you're able to do this Thanksgiving, we certainly hope that you have a good one, that it's relaxing, that you have a chance to reflect a little bit. And, of course, we'll be thinking about you as well because we are building this program for you. And I so much appreciate everything that's coming my way as a result of this program. And we just hope you have a great, great, great Thanksgiving. As I mentioned a couple of days ago, I think if I were to try to count all my blessings and go over everything that I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving, I just don't know that I would be able to do it. We've been very blessed, and again, it's a great time just to reflect and to be with family and friends and to take that time to say the blessings that we have bestowed on us from the Lord are just innumerable each day. And it is absolutely it's just a great day to be together. All right, folks, once again, we have so much to talk about on the program today. And if you have any special Thanksgiving plans, you can let me know about that. Tell me if you have any special traditions that you might do. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. If you'd like to send me a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. And then also, of course, you can find me on Facebook and also on X as well, if you head over there to KyleWarrenShow.com. Well, one of the things we want to start off with this morning, for sure, is this announcement that there has been a ceasefire deal with Hamas, between Israel and Hamas, and also the release of dozens of hostages. That appears to be imminent, and we understand it may be upwards of 50 hostages. So that is some very, very good news, of course, as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday. This from USA Today. Israel's cabinet announced a ceasefire deal with Hamas early Wednesday that would bring a temporary halt to the conflict and release dozens of hostages in a prisoner swap between the two sides. Under the deal, Hamas would free 50 of the roughly 240 hostages it is holding in the Gaza Strip over a four-day period, the Israeli government said on Wednesday. It said it would extend the lull by an additional day for every 10 hostages released. Now, again, I have to say, number one, to get hostages back, this is fantastic. It is great news. It is absolutely stupendously great. By the same token, though, I think Israel has to be incredibly careful here and has to go about this very, very judiciously, because obviously Hamas, I think, doesn't look at a ceasefire or a lull in the fighting or even a prisoner exchange in the same way, I think, that Israel, the United States, and others around the world might look at it, because Hamas has stated this is their goal in order to destroy Israel. So releasing hostages certainly doesn't fit into that goal, but it would probably fit in to a short-term goal of trying to either rebuild or reconstitute or do something else, and also especially to get that important propaganda value around the world. One can only imagine, my friends, that you might have some pro-Palestinian protesters that we've seen, and even some that have just out and out supported Hamas, to say, look how good Hamas is being. Look what they're doing for this whole cause. They're trying to stop the war, and the only way that Israel is going to stop, you know, attacking and coming into Gaza and laying waste to everything is if we try to say, oh, we're going to give some hostages back. So you got to be careful with that. You just got to be incredibly, incredibly wary about something like that. And then, of course, also, in addition to the propaganda value, Hamas would also, again, try to use that time to try to reconstitute. And then, as well, looking at the hostages that are coming back, hopefully they will have some information, some kind of information. I don't know exactly how much they could have. They've probably been isolated. They probably don't know what their exact whereabouts were this entire time. And we might be able to glean some information about the number or others that might have died while these other hostages were there. Again, it depends on how they were held, where they were held, and what they could have perceived during that. So it is going to be a very, very important time here coming up. Again, they say it could be imminent. And hopefully, as we go through the next 24 hours, it will become a reality. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition. 949-822-7959 is the number. And we are coming right back. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
It seems like every day, economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I like that new one. I like that a lot from Joe Biden. That's right, folks. We're starting off with the two words. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through this Wednesday morning edition. We're live, of course, Wednesday morning here. The number is 949-822-7959. That number again, operators are standing by, 949-822-7959. One quick follow-up here to what we were just talking about. Regarding this this hostage deal and ceasefire, essentially, that they say now has been agreed to. Of course, the Israeli government and the prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is absolutely making it clear that this is only a temporary thing, that they're at war, he says, and he says, we will continue the war. We will continue until we achieve our goals. And he says that among these is that Gaza will not threaten Israel, direct quote. So, of course, that is the goal. And obviously, it can be somewhat problematic as to how to exactly reach that goal. Not to say that Israel is not going to continue to try to secure the area, root out Hamas fighters, find their caches of weapons, destroy their tunnels, compromise and get rid of their command and control areas and so forth, whatever that is. But it could continue to be, obviously, a long process. But the more that this evidence comes out of exactly what Hamas has been up to in Gaza, it's my hope that the narrative and the perception of the narrative, of course, is going to start to switch over to, again, what I think is the right one, and that is that Hamas came in and did this massacre. You can go over the whole history of the entire region from ancient times up through modern times, and you can talk about it ad nauseum, But the simple fact of the matter is there was no real provocation for the October 7th massacre. It had been planned for a long time, as we've been talking about, and this is the catalyst for what we see Israel having to do at this time. So again, I'm hoping it's done in short order. I think that if the international community was a little bit different in terms of how it is approaching Hamas and the Palestinian issue and the overall Arab world issue, because, again, one of these great questions that we keep asking on this program is, why don't you see other Arab nations taking refugees or helping to get people out of harm's way and so on and so forth? And there doesn't seem to be any real impetus for that in order to really start to alleviate the civilian risk that is inherently involved here. So I think that is a really, really good question. But, of course, Israel really has no choice. I mean, if you put yourself in that position, I can't imagine any country saying, no, that's all right. Yeah, we just have this, you know, an enormous threat that's right on over the border, and it's just a couple of miles away, this kind of thing. And so that's fine. We'll all be just fine. That's just not the way the world works. So, again, Netanyahu's saying this is a temporary issue. And, again, if the world would approach this a little bit differently, there might be a lot more pressure on Hamas, and especially those who support Hamas in whatever capacity, whether they're state sponsors or what have you, that they would feel the pressure to make sure that this all gets turned off. But that may be wishful thinking, I think. All right. Well, once again, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And as I said, we have a lot more to talk about, and the program is chock full. And we're actually going to have a special appearance this morning by our good friend Frank Silvato coming in the 5 o'clock hour. And he's typically with us on Fridays and Mondays. But, of course, we're going to be out of the studio on Friday, so he has agreed to come in on this Wednesday morning and be able to talk with us on the program here this morning. So we're looking forward to that. Also, we've got Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. We've also got the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes, also from AM860. And so, of course, is Patrick Hyland, and we'll be talking with them. Denise Simon will be around as well, as always. And, of course, our good friend Chris Markowski, who's also heard on AM 860 right here in the AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida. So, as I said, the program is chock full. So just, you know, sit back, fasten your seatbelts, and we got lots to talk about, no doubt about that. All right, well, you know, the border issue, again, this isn't going away. I mean, we talk about these different issues, and Israel has dominated, and Israel has even dominated even up to the point where even what's happening in Ukraine has really taken a back seat. You know, we talked about funding for Ukraine. That has been an issue. But overall, the daily news cycle, the Ukraine, Russian-Ukraine war, seems to have gotten on a back burner. Now, as we move through the program, I'm not going to get to it just right now, but just to kind of preview it, there is somebody out there saying, well, you know, maybe we got to just settle for, you know, Ukraine has to settle for saving 80% of their country. Really? Okay. Well, gee whiz, then all those people have just died in vain. Putin would get exactly what he wants, the bulk of what he wants, and we just move on, I guess. This isn't, I don't know that that is the solution. But again, even what's happening in the Ukraine war, we don't know that it's going exactly the way perhaps that we've heard. But getting back to our side of the world, the border crisis continues and is going to continue to be a major sticking point for not just Joe Biden, but also for the Democrats as well. This from Fox News. Biden has a serious border problem, as Democrats increasingly sound like Trump immigration hawks in polls. All right, that sounds pretty interesting. A new Washington Post report warned the Biden administration that its 2024 reelection bid may be facing more challenges as new polling shows even Democrat Party voters are sounding like immigration hawks in the GOP. Now, before we go any further, I would perchance to think that these are Democrat voters, that they're across the highways and byways of the land, that they see with their own eyes what's happening out there, and they say to themselves, this doesn't really go together with the messaging, and it doesn't go together with the political setup that this whole thing is all about when it comes to the far left and the Democrat Party elite. So maybe, just maybe, we need to actually do something about this. Kind of similar to what we see happening as well with the homeless issue and with the spotlight that it's been on San Francisco in the last several days. Maybe there's something that needs to be done. Maybe we need to be able to clean up the streets. Maybe we need to come up with a different plan with this and not just let it flourish. And by that, that's not a good thing, right? It's just flourish, tent encampments and all kinds of unsanitary and dangerous kinds of circumstances. Well, the border really is no different in the grand sense, conceptually, because people are looking at it and they're saying, maybe we need to deal with this and not just have it be some sticking point. Watch how I work this in here. At Thanksgiving dinner where somebody says, you know, we really got to take care of the border issue. And then somebody at the table goes, the border issue? What are you talking about? It's these right-wing GOPs, conservatives, Trump people, and so forth. They just want to stop the border, and they're racists, and they're all this other kind of stuff, right? Well, of course, that's the spurious kind of argument to begin with, right? But I think people looking at this from any reasonable perspective would simply say, yeah, there is a problem at the border. So back to the article. Published on Tuesday, the article said the Democrat Party needs to take note of the shift the party is taking on immigration now that cities in blue states like New York City are being stretched thin by the migrant crisis. Kind of goes back to those stunts, right, with the buses taking people who came across the border illegally and taking them to the sanctuary city where they had declared, you know, we're a sanctuary city. And suddenly they're there. And then suddenly Mayor Eric Adams says, wait a minute, they're here. What do you want us to do? Well, you need to come up with a plan because you're a sanctuary city. And I think deep down in his heart of hearts, and he's got his own problems these days, right? But deep down in his heart of hearts, it was like, okay, well, maybe this doesn't exactly, you know, comport with the version that we're getting from the party elite. All right, folks, coming up to the bottom of the hour break, going to pay a couple of bills. Then we will be back, so don't go anywhere. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Israeli government officials are in discussions regarding a potential agreement with Hamas to release hostages. The proposed deal involves implementing a multi-day ceasefire with approximately 50 Israeli and international hostages being released and additional releases anticipated later. There are no interest rate cuts in our future, so says the Fed.
The summary of the October 31st and November 1st two-day meeting, which were released Tuesday, reveals ongoing concerns among officials about the potential for increased inflation. They emphasized the necessity of maintaining a restrictive monetary policy to bring inflation down to the Federal Reserve's target of 2%.
Following a landslide in southeast Alaska Monday night, one person has died and others are currently missing. Three homes were in the path of the landslide. Some residents are being urged to evacuate. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And yes, we are going through the Wednesday morning edition of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we've been getting a lot of great calls lately. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to Richard the Marine this morning. Richard the Marine up there from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He's saying, good morning, Mr. Kyle, 55 and rain. And he's saying, hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Well, and of course, Semper Fi Richard. And Richard, thank you so much. We hope that you have a great Thanksgiving as well. And we sure appreciate you checking in. And always good to hear from you. And sorry to hear about the rain. And of course, we'll be talking more about that kind of stuff in the next segment when we do our Trucker Traveler Report. We got a great song tonight, and one of the songs that we're going to be playing is By Request. I love saying that, by the way. I love getting requests for songs to play for the Trucker Traveler Report, because it's always great to know what you're kind of keen to hear and so forth. And so you're going to have to wait till the next segment, and then we'll see about that. But also I want to say a shout-out thanks to Driver Ron for your messages and for your request. And then also a shout-out to Tom as well. Appreciate that. Listening on the Mighty 710 KNUS in Denver, Colorado. And again, it's just great to hear from people from all around the country as we continue to go through the week of broadcasting here. And so, folks, once again, this border issue is so very, very important. And certainly, I think you're going to see that not just Democrat Party elite, they'll eventually, you know, they have to, well, they know what's going on, right? They have to understand what's going on, but to a great degree they don't care because it's part of their, it's kind of part of their thing. It's part of their destabilization, a modus operandi there, regarding our society and how we do elections and stuff like that, because obviously the idea is, well, eventually somehow people who come to the country illegally are going to somehow be able to vote, and however that happens, quote unquote, right? But the people across the highways and byways, people who might be registered Democrats but aren't part of the Democrat Party elite and don't have a similar agenda per se, they are looking at things, I think, the way that people do, regardless, hopefully, of their whatever they're registered as in terms of political affiliation. And that is to simply say, this is a real problem. It's demonstrable. We understand that it's there, and something has to be done, and demand that something has to be done. So I think that's very important as well. And then, of course, also, got this notion about who comes across the border. And we've talked about this so much in over time, obviously, but it's a very obvious problem, right? It's not a problem that you can simply poo-poo away and say, no, it's not really happening. It's not really possible. This is, you're being too fantastical about something like this. You're borrowing trouble. It's nothing like that. In fact, there was a hearing just a few days ago up on Capitol Hill, and you're about to hear in this audio clip Representative August Pfluger, Republican out of Texas, and he's talking to Christopher Wray from the FBI and talking about people who have come across the border that meet the criteria of warranting either a closer look or, you know, turn around and go back the other way, or, you know, even being taken into custody because they're on a watch list or they are known or something else about them is going to be dangerous if they simply just come into the country. Well, you hear just a little bit of this because the hearing goes on for quite some time, but this kind of exchange, you know, shouldn't take this long, and number two, she is very eye-opening, is very illuminating to the idea that, again, practical problems, it's there, you see it, it shouldn't necessarily be a political sort of loggerhead that you get to on something like this. If you have a bad actor, a bad actor is a bad actor is a bad actor, and a bad actor needs to be apprehended if they're trying to walk across the border. Yes, I know they fly in on airplanes. Yes, I know that there's other ways of doing that. And, high-level operatives can be smuggled in. I get it. But at the same time, you know, we got to do what we can do no matter what. So let's listen in. You'll hear the representative sort of begin to set this up, and we'll go from there.
Director Wray, you said in front of the Senate committee last week, and you said again today, the reality is that terrorism threat has been elevated throughout 2023, but the ongoing war in the Middle East has raised the threat of an attack against Americans in the United States to a whole other level. Do you stand by that statement?
Absolutely.
If somebody is listed as a special interest alien or a KST, by the way, this is Trump-era KSTs and this is Mayorkas-Biden-era KSTs. If somebody's listed as a KST, is that a concerning person, somebody who could do harm to the United States?
Well, to be on the watch list as a KST means that they've met the standard to be of concern.
So they're concerning to the FBI. You're looking for these people.
Yes.
Are there people that are listed in these numbers? I think the number was 169. They may have amended that from CBP DHS. But are there people that you are still searching for that we don't know where they are in the United States?
Okay, stop right there. Okay, that is the question, right? That's the $64,000 question. Well, now it's a $64 billion question. But it's a simple question, right? So just wanted to interject that, and let's continue.
Of the known apprehensions, KSTs, known or suspected terror people, match list to the terror watch list.
Well,
are you still searching for people in the United States that we know match the terror watch list?
I'm not sure I can answer that here because it's a constantly moving
Director
target.
A, yes. Are there people that match the terror watch list that were apprehended by CBP that the FBI and other agencies are searching for in the United States?
There are certainly individuals who are the subject of terrorism investigations that we are searching for.
Are there
whether
people,
or not they're people, to me, I guess the distinction I'm drawing is, well, there's obviously a lot of focus on the watch list itself. One of the things that, and I've tried to be clear in my testimony here this morning, one of the areas that we are of concern is individuals who, once here, information later comes in.
Are there people that you don't? Are there people you don't know where they are that the FBI is searching for today?
Yes
or no? Yes. Secretary Mayorkas.
And there we go. Okay, stop right there. Okay, and there. The simple answer. Well, of course there are. Of course there are. And, you know, to get to that point, well, you know, I've got to think about this or I can't really answer that whole question. It is pretty simple. And this is where I think most people kind of get infuriated with this because, obviously, this is something that affects everybody. But yet the political sort of vibe to everything immigration, and especially when it comes to open borders, and yes, we know that the border is closed, and Mayorkas has told us the border is closed, and all this kind of stuff. But we all know, and with what we're talking about, of course, it's not just that the gates are open. It's that there are vast areas where people can actually go across the border or be smuggled across. And we're not able to defend that appropriately in so many different ways. Then we're told, of course, and we have been told over years, well, we have these electronic frontiers, and we have drones, and we have electronic surveillance methods and stuff like that. Well, good. Put all that together. I mean, just use all that stuff and at the same time, you know, do some good old-fashioned, defense work there in the sense and surveillance and stop people from coming across the border. And again, believe me, I know that there's got to be a diplomatic sort of arm to this. You want to be able to incentivize as best as you can, even though there is the corruption, but you've got to be able to work on all different fronts in order to make sure that that border of ours at the southern border of the United States is as secure as we could possibly make it. And then, apart from that, as a extension of that, then those people that the FBI director just admitted that, well, yes, we are searching for people in this country. Well, that also has to be very well funded, very well organized. The American people just are going to not accept anything different than that. But, of course, yes, it's politics, and yes, they think, well, you know, you're just sort of, it's a witch hunt for people who came across the border. That's not what this is at all. This is a national security issue. And with what just happened in Israel and what could happen here, we got to be really, really on our toes. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Again, Thanksgiving dinner, just, you know, bring your A game if you're going to be talking about politics. And it's always, I'm sure it's always very lively and very well behaved and so forth. Well, I'm just joking, right? And so hopefully it will be very lively, but also very well behaved. And once again, folks, as we head into Thanksgiving this week, you know, I'm just reminded of the great blessings that we have. Not just individually, but as a nation, and the great things that our nation has accomplished, and the great things our nation will accomplish. You know, I'm with Ronald Reagan on this one, and that is our best days are always ahead. And I think we got to keep that sort of Northern Star approach to all of this. Because we got a roller coaster, and we got some serious ups and downs, deep divisions. But again, the promise of America, I believe, is going to win out in the end. It absolutely has to. The world must have this promise. There's just no doubt about it. We absolutely have to keep it going. Each generation has that responsibility. All right, folks, well, by request from Driver Ron in Denver, that does listen on the mighty 710 KNUS, let's listen in here. This is a great request for a great song, and it's a cover. You'll recognize it, but it's a little different. This one's by Blake Shelton. Movie version, of course, of Footloose. And I got to tell you, folks, that really does cut Footloose, don't you think? I think it really does. And, again, thanks to Ron there in Denver for requesting that. We sure appreciate it. Keep them coming, folks. We love to have requests for the song that we play that is designed to make sure that whatever you're doing across the overnight hours, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're working a shift, your job, whatever it is that you're doing out there, we keep you pumped up for the of the morning. And we do it twice a morning here on the program, first hour, second hour, about 10 minutes to the hour. And so once again, if you have any requests, just be sure to let me know. Go over to KyleWarrenShow.com and click on the link to send Kyle a direct message. Super easy, and you'll be off and running from there. Okay, well, in the time we have here, let's take a look at some of the weather going across the country as we're heading towards Thanksgiving. It looks like we got a winter storm, winter weather advisory. This is going to be in parts of western Montana, heading down through parts of eastern Idaho, and then down a little bit into northern Nevada. But in terms of what we're seeing over towards Helena, almost to Missoula, Montana right now, we've got snow expected, total accumulations 1 to 3 inches in the valleys. This advisory in effect from midnight Wednesday to 9 a.m. on Friday. And so, again, you could get 4 to 6 inches for McDonald Pass and also Homestake Pass. That's what they're predicting right now. Now, if you go east of there through to Bozeman, Billings, down into almost all the state of Wyoming, including Cody, Gillette, down towards Cheyenne, the winter storm watch is in effect there. Now, snow accumulations there could be upwards of 6 to 10 inches. Northerly winds gusting 20 to 30 miles per hour. So you definitely have that to contend with. This is going to be in the Thermopolis and vicinity. Also, Wind River Canyon, the Owl Creek, and Bridger Mountains. And check this out. Look for this starting around 5 a.m. Thanksgiving Day through Friday morning. So that's what they're predicting there. We're not really seeing anything on the radar, I believe, at this point. But these things are gathering, so you want to be careful. But right now on the radar, up way up in northern Idaho, up near Sandpoint, we see snow on the radar. Over in Kalispell, Montana, we got some snow on the radar this morning. Seattle, Washington, though, has got all kinds of rain, and it's rain mixed with snow up in the higher elevations as you head north and east of Seattle. As you go south down Interstate 5, you're going to be in rain as well most of the way, down through Portland and then down towards Eugene, and then also Salem, Oregon, our friends in Salem as well. You've got all kinds of rain right now. And then for Richard the Marine, of course, from his central his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, he said he had 55 degrees this morning and rain. Now, again, there's also going to be rain mixed with snow out near Yakima and then up towards Moses Lake on your way out I-90 if you're on your way, say, to Spokane. So just be careful there. And because that snow can also then affect, if that snow starts coming south out of the northern part of Idaho, then you've got some real problems as you come over 4th of July Pass on your way down I-92, say, Missoula, Montana. Now, that being said, we got all kinds of snow up in the New England area this morning. Boston looks like it's got rain with snow, just mixed with snow, just in that same area up through Salem. I mean, this whole area is just covered. So wherever you are, up in the New Hampshire area, certainly up through Maine, and then in Vermont, and most of, looks like New York State this morning, you've got all kinds of rain mixed in with snow, heavy, heavy concentrations of rain moving down the eastern seaboard through New York City, New Jersey, Delaware, you get the idea, down through Virginia, Virginia Beach, then starts kind of tracking inland through North Carolina, and then down through South Carolina, parts of Georgia, on its way through Augusta, for example, and then down towards, looks like through Eastman, down through down towards Valdosta, and then over towards Tallahassee, making its way out into the Gulf of Mexico this morning. So you got all kinds of rain going on there right now. So we're going to keep an eye on it, of course, and we're going to check that out next hour. And once again, folks, if you'd like to hear a particular song as we do our solemn duty, our privilege, our honor to make sure that you stay pumped up, stay awake throughout the overnight hours, be sure to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you can make your request that way. Now, next hour, we got another great song, that I'm sure that you will love. And so you're going to have to stick around for that, but also stick around through the top of the hour news, because we are coming right back in just a few short minutes. We're going to have a lot more to talk about as we head into hour two of the broadcast on this Wednesday morning, folks. 949-822-7959. That's the number. We will see you on the other side. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.